Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I'm your host, Jen, here with a solo snippet to explore your commitment to your personal growth. So having been in the coaching industry for quite a number of years now, I have had a lot of conversations with a lot of people. And, you know, through even just, you know, before even deciding if someone's going to work with me, either from their end or my end, I go through questions with them to help them explore whether they're truly ready for the journey of personal development and to step into the inner work and the growth space. Because once you start, you essentially step onto this trajectory to change your life. And of course, there's going to be a terror barrier that you come up against. Of course, you're going to need courage to dive deep. Of course, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. And through that journey, you get to experience a whole transformation of your life. You get to move through, you know, past, you know, perhaps trauma or experiences that you've had that feel like have knocked you down or knocked you back in life. You get to open up to new ways of viewing the world. You get to explore the parts of yourself that perhaps were, you know, going to be left unseen had you not gone to go down this path. You get to step into the space of like aligning to your purpose and your passion in life and living every single day truly lit up by the life that's unfolding in front of your eyes. And I understand, I so deeply understand how frightening that can be and how uncomfortable it can be. And do you know what? We are naturally wired to resist change, to resist discomfort, to resist, you know, stepping into the unknown, because our nervous system has a response that basically says, unsure, not sure what's going on. This doesn't feel safe. Abort mission. Let's not do that. Our nervous system and parts of our ego are literally designed to keep us safe. There are certain processes that happen in your brain, in your body, in even in your soul, from a soulful experience. If something's not aligned to your soul's journey here on earth, it's going to feel like a full body fuck no. And so you get to check in and decide whether that is just fear speaking or whether it's actually something that you need to listen to and reroute and go a different way. So I've got a bunch of questions that I always like to check in with people. And I really wanted to bring this to you guys as well, because if you've ever thought about stepping into, you know, doing personal development or any sort of growth work, it's really good to sort of have a bit of an idea of why it is that you want to step into this space. What are the potential blocks that could come up for you? And ultimately, what are you going to do about them? So I put together a list of questions that I'm going to throw out to you to have a think about and reflect on. If you feel as though you want to journal around this or reflect a little bit deeper, feel free to pause this episode, write down what's coming up for you. You know, this could be a whole practice for you if you choose it to be, and really just allow your intuition to speak, that inner voice, that inner guidance, that part from within that feels like it just has all of the answers, not your mind jumping in to tell you what it thinks you need to hear. So the first question is, what transformation within myself am I longing for yet resisting? Now, this is an opportunity to consider the barriers, both internal and external, that may be holding you back. So checking in with how these barriers actually serve you and what it would actually look like for you to release them. The next question to ask yourself is, in the moments of discomfort and challenge, how do I sustain my commitment to growth? So this is the chance for you to reflect on times when it would have been easier for you to retreat into familiar ground, to go back into that safety net or that comfort zone. So asking yourself what it is that drives you forward, even when the path becomes obscured by the fog of uncertainty. And that's going to happen a lot when you're constantly in the unknown, when you're constantly in this space of stepping outside of your comfort zone. Of course, there's going to be uncertainty. Of course, there's going to be a sense of unsureness, and that's okay. The magic is in recognizing that that's where you're at and consciously choosing to move forward beyond that. The next question to ask yourself is, how does my journey towards growth allow me to be more authentic and vulnerable with myself and others? So here you get to think about the mask that you wear and the role that you play. And this could be in your relationship, in your work, in your friendships, in your family dynamic, in your life in general. And then you can ask yourself, how might shedding these layers reveal a more authentic connection to your true essence? So when you remove all of those beliefs and those barriers and those conditions and all of the mass, all of the density that surrounded you, and you're left with your true essence, what's life going to look like for you once you've shed all of these layers? The next question is, what desires or dreams have I kept in the shadows, fearing they're too audacious or too unreachable? So start to visualize bringing your desires to light. And asking yourself, how does aligning your actions with your deepest intentions transform your reality? What is it going to look like when you start integrating all of these dreams and desires for life that you have to actually live it in the 3D reality? So the next question is, where am I being called to leap into the unknown and to trust in the unseen and the unproven? And this is a fun one to play in, because if you are, you know, highly logical and analytical and, you know, like being able to see the path right in front of you, if you have to see something to believe it, if you're very science driven, dancing in the space of the unseen, the unproven, which is kind of mystical, is perhaps going to bring some stuff up for you. And so how has stepping into the void, armed with nothing but faith and intention, been a catalyst for growth and transformation? So if you've been able to do this before, if you've been able to step into that void of literally like nothing, you have no clue what's going on, you're not sure what's happening to you, you're not sure what direction you want to go in. Honestly, that is one of my most beautiful spaces to be in, because I know how much magic can happen in there. But asking yourself the question, like, how has this been a catalyst for transformation in the past? And if you can recall a time, even the smallest time that you've had where this has happened for you, bring that sensation from that experience into the future present moment right here, right now, and asking yourself, can I do this again? Do I have all the tools to do this again? Do I have the excitement and the desire to do this again? P.S. The answer to all those is yes. The other question I like to ask people, and this is one to check in for yourself. So if you're considering doing any growth work, any personal development, or just starting to explore, you know, the inner work, if not now, then when? And this, like I said, one of my favorite questions to ask people, because it's all well and good to talk about it. It's all well and good to listen to the podcast, to read the books, to do the things. But if you are not taking aligned action, you are just sitting there with a whole bunch of intention that's not becoming aligned action, that's actually probably going to get stuck in your system. Okay. So it's all energy. Everything is energy. And if you have this burning desire for more or for growth or for expansion or for liberation or diving deeper or personal evolution, whatever that could be for you, this is your invitation. This is your sign. This is your soul knocking at you to try and get your attention using my voice through my podcast to get to you to say, get out there and do it. There's nothing that is big enough that can get in front of your dreams and your desires to live the most incredible life. That has been my solo snippet for today, my loves. Sending you so much love from my heart to yours, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.